would you like to read a book? No, I don't. I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
You look startled, sir. Scartled. Scared and startled at the same time. I just made that up. Coined. Bing!
Yeah, you heard it here first.
Oh, God damn it.
You heard it.
Never
here.
Gonna...
first.
Never gonna let that one die, are you? How you been, dude?
Why
been
would
up?
I?
I don't know. What you been up to, man? Haven't seen you in a while.
Oh, fucking A.
Hey, never let that one die either.
Paul's a fucking liar.
Oh, no. We haven't hung out that much lately. You've been doing your own thing. I've been doing my own thing. We hung out a little bit last night, a little bit this morning.
I worked a bunch, and then I went to Cleveland Museum of Art to see Infinity Mirrors.
What's that like?
Oh, yeah, you know about it. But
I've never heard of it or seen any pictures.
It's these cool rooms where you go in and then they have infinite mirrors of all these like cool colors and shapes. And
was Thanos there at all?
What?
Thanos?
No. It was like, dude, it's like having the fucking like...
Infinity Gauntlet?
No. Like, what is the one thing that... Doctor Strange.
He can do the multiply. Oh, that one, yeah.
Yeah, I was like that.
That was dope.
That's what I thought I was.
Yeah. But you weren't.
Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
No, it's a very cool exhibit. And
where's that at, Tone?
I told you, Cleveland Museum of Art.
I'm just letting people know, man.
Right next to the Natural History Museum, which is super dope. I didn't know that existed, so there's dinosaurs in there.
Yeah, found in Cleveland?
I want to go. They're all Cleveland native. They're all from Cleveland fucking meteors.
Yeah, they're all mainly Raptors. Dude, was that a Cleveland team?
I want to go. What?
The Raptors? Or did the Cavaliers go somewhere else and they became the Raptors for a bit and then
Went on.
You have
a huge
derailed.
Tangent I don't know.
You don't know sports? That's weird.
No, I know MMA.
Oh. Rear naked chokehold.
Yeah, dude, put you in a guillotine.
You know that
snap
one pretty
that
well.
Little stack of dimes you call a neck.
Okay, Stone Cold. I'm drinking Red Bull this week because I'm on a diet. More beer.
Eating turkey burgers all goddamn day. Give me a hell yeah.
What else you been up to, man?
I keep saying I want to work on my table, but it's fucking hot in there, dude.
Yeah, the garage.
That garage is a fucking hot one.
Yeah.
And I can't do it. Technically, you shouldn't stain with humidity around at all.
Why?
Because
it
won't dry.
Stain out?
It won't dry.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. So,
why don't you stain inside?
I'm thinking, I set up like newspaper and like just stain inside.
I mean, it's a fucking basement unless you're planning on doing it in the family room.
Nah.
Why wouldn't I? What do you mean? I'm just going to do it on my new king-size bed. Huh? Who cares?
Pull it on up here. Just flip it over. Ah, shit.
Yeah, well, it's stained. I'll just use the
it's
other
just
side.
It's a black rectangle.
Well,
fuck.
It turns out I have the comfort pillow on the one side and not the other, so...
I have a...
bed ruined.
There's like a warranty on the fucking like stain guard protector thing, and I'm like, hey, so... what if someone stained a table and flipped it on that guard? Can I get a new one?
I thought you were going to be like, so, like, just cum count? They hang up.
Dude,
hello? Hello?
Hello? What? Have you? Oh, you've never heard that?
Yeah. Come on.
Oh,
I came on.
Oh, that's the first time someone's called you.
I don't have sheets.
I like to do it raw.
Yeah. I raw dog my bed. I mean, I just don't put sheets on it. Now, is the cover like that plasticky one?
No. It's a fabricy one, but it's supposed to be like...
Do you find that it gets hotter?
No, because I put an over sheet over it. I put a fitted sheet over that.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, okay.
No, it's good. I mean, I can't tell the difference because I've never slept without it.
Yeah, it's probably cooler.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But it's called a cooling, like...
Oh, well, then
yeah.
Probably not. Why
would
you say that off the fucking rip, dude?
I would like to save, you know, the punchline for the end.
Yeah, make you sound like an asshole real
dumb,
quick.
Dumb, dumb idiot.
I've slept on a bed that has a, like, waterproof cover, kind of.
Yeah.
But it's, like, rubbery, and it fucking insulates heat so much.
Yeah.
It's so, like, I would wake up in a pile of sweat, and it's like, well, at least it's pooling on the top, because it won't sink into the bed.
It
That's
doesn't
nice.
Let it, yeah, it doesn't let the bed, like, eat the heat.
Yeah, but the heat stays on the rubber, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
yeah
no,
it was
it's
awful.
Stupid.
Oh, God, it was so, listener of ours, hang on, let me grab his fucking Twitter handle real quick. He asked if you were still reading Saga.
Yeah.
You are. How far into it are you?
I have one more book.
All right. Well, he told us, me, because I read Twitter and you don't, because you hate our listeners.
No, I just don't like Twitter.
At Robots1. Big listener. Thank you for all your contributions. We appreciate it. He said that, hey, Tony can now start diving into American Vampire because Saga's going on a 1-year hiatus.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
So you have one more volume to get through.
Yeah.
Are you waiting for that to come out into volume form?
No, I have it.
Oh.
Yeah.
And there's none after that.
No.
Okay. Yeah. So they're on.
I mean, there might be paperback. Like there are. I mean, there might be issues.
Yeah. Beyond. So they haven't made another volume, but you're not going to read until the volume comes out, anyways. Yep. So you can get into fucking American Vampire, dude.
All right.
Start reading that shit because it's cool as hell.
It is cool. I started it. It was fucking cool, dude.
Yeah, you read 4 pages and you're like, oh, I just like to look at the artwork. It takes me a while to get through it. I don't just fucking read it like you do, you little dickhead. That's what you told me.
Yeah, I did say all that, but I was like 45 pages in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's not that many pages left in the first.
Yeah, it was probably 70 pages, yeah.
Total, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that long. Have you seen the new Venom trailer?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I can barely understand these creatures nowadays, dude.
How do you mean?
Bane, couldn't understand him. And Venom, can't really understand him. He's like, dude, the way his voice is so many layers of, like, personalities, so it's all muffled and...
I had no problem with that.
We are Venom, blah, 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 blah.
Well, you heard the "We Are Venom." We are Venom. Like
it was a lot of rasp.
Did you know that Tom Hardy did that voice?
No.
Yeah, he does a voice of Venom, and I guess on set when other actors are acting with it, there's a guy like in the audio department playing the pre-recorded lines because he does all the Venom shit first.
Oh yeah, so
and
he
they
hears...
react to the Venom dialogue.
Oh, cool.
So while they're shooting, he's playing the line like live.
Yeah, that's good.
And then they take all that out and then redo the ADR and all that bullshit. But yeah, it's pretty neat.
I feel like it was just the way he talked was so fragmented, so it was hard to understand. He's like, I'll pull your legs and your arms and your face off, and then you'll be a faceless guy in a street running around.
See, you got it.
Flopping around like a fish without a face. We are Venom. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it is like that. It does. He does punctuate like that.
You know what I found odd is that Eddie Brock sounds, well, Tom Hardy, sounds like Chris Walken.
Oh, what, in that movie?
Yeah, like when he's Eddie Brock, he sounds like fucking
Chris
Walken.
That's kind
of cool. It's weird. It's a weird choice. He's like, so, I don't know what you're doing here. I'm Venom.
That's what I mean. No. Like, maybe there's just weird punctuation throughout that film.
Yeah, he has a very weird inflection on it. I was like, that sounds like fucking Chris Walken. Watch the trailer yourself and check it out. I mean, I did write down, I have super low expectations for this movie.
Yeah.
More so because I really feel like they're just going to, they're like, we need the title Venom.
Yep.
We have it. We're going to make it and try to make money. And we have Tom Hardy, so he's going to put asses in seats because I'll watch anything with him in it.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to be great, but I think the movie plot and everything else is going to blow.
Venom looks awesome.
Yeah. Did you notice that it doesn't have the Venom insignia on his chest?
No, it's just like black.
It's black, but he has like white veins throughout him. Because like, I read an article and they're like, well, since Venom didn't like, you know, hook up with Spider-Man before that, like the symbiote.
Yeah.
The whole reason why Venom has that is because it's trying to imitate Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now it's just sort of.
It shows kind of the Venom insignia, but not really. It looks lazy.
I mean, that's cool. Punisher didn't really have a fucking skull, like.
Yeah, he did. What do you mean? What?
Yeah, not really.
Yeah, definitely.
In the show?
Yes.
I didn't remember it.
For sure. It was like, he had like a bulletproof vest on and it had the fucking giant skull on it.
I thought it was real dirty.
It was dirty, yeah.
Yeah, there's blood all over it.
No, it was white skull.
Dirty.
Okay.
It was very dirty.
That was a sad, sad season.
No, it was awesome.
Like, my fucking family died. I'm going to eat on a rooftop because I hate everybody.
Now he screamed a lot.
To death with a fucking crowbar.
He screamed a lot.
Yeah. Oh, I can't help Rick. That was that wasn't a bad impression. Come
totally
on.
Totally different show. Yeah, you're a good John Barenthal.
Thank you. New Assassin's Creed, Tony.
Mm.
Game may be set in Japan.
Haki Taki Samurai. Stupid plot line.
All right, glad we hit our racist card for the day.
Just saying. They're going to fuck that up.
Check that one off the list, Dan.
I wonder what samurai things he'll do on the buildings of Tokyo.
Yeah, I'm assuming that...
He'll probably be the last Ronin.
You know the two... what was it? Ronin 47? Was that what it was
47
called?
47 Ronin.
47 Ronin, yeah. Ronin 47. Ronin 47. Hut, hut, hike! It sounded like a football call. But I think they're doing that because of all that, like... the games that came out in E3 this year, like two of them were like fucking Japanese style fighting games and shit like that, but it looked very much akin to Assassin's Creed. And they're like, let's do that.
Let's just do that.
Did you ever play the Egyptian one?
No.
Either have I. Looks
never
really
played
cool.
The last five.
I tried to play the first one and I was like, holy God, I don't give a fuck about the story and this is so boring.
Yeah, the second one was great.
Was it?
Yeah.
Is that when it like takes off?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll check it out. Netflix, Tony.
Okay. I'm here.
Picking up Andy Serkis directed Animal Farm movie.
Yeah.
Adaptation. Did you read this?
Yep.
Now, I hope he plays every role.
He will. They're all animals.
Yeah. But he's directing it.
Yeah.
It didn't say starring.
He can do that.
I think if they gave him, I would love to see like a Klumps movie, but with Andy Serkis and all CGI.
Yeah.
That would be incredible. I would watch the motherfuck out of that.
Yeah. They all have those like wonderful weird... as other species.
Well, not only that, The Prestige.
Oh, I mean, he's a great actor as well.
Getting that.
But you can put him anywhere.
Yeah, you really can.
He can be a fucking toad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he a toad in anything?
No, but he could.
Not yet.
I've seen it
coming
in my
this
dreams.
Summer. Toad. And there's a Sandlot prequel being...
Yeah, I've seen so much about Sandlot, I was like, oh, so that maybe something's happening with that, and that just confirmed it.
A prequel to it.
A prequel, they're all...
It's from 19... The first one takes place in 1962, I believe. That's what the birthday cake says.
Why would it be a prequel? They could just use... I just saw a fucking round table with all the actors from the original, grown up.
That would be cool.
Yeah, they're all still like... Chilling and on board with like being in Sandlot.
So 1962, and they're like what in their like late 30s?
Now, yeah, like yeah, 30s, 40s.
All right, so you put them in like 1990.
Yeah,
baseball's at its height.
Yeah, trying to like fucking like get on the Indians. Like,
and they did kind of show like, that at the end. Like they showed fucking the
yeah.
Main...
What's his face?
Oh when... damn.
Yeah, I think his name's Benny.
Oh, he's in a pickle. Yeah.
Yeah, the Rocket.
Benny the Rocket Rodriguez.
Yeah,
was that it?
So I think, yeah, it was something like that.
Right on. Everyone's like, no, it isn't. You guys
fucking
suck.
And the other kid was an announcer in the 90s for him.
Yeah, exactly. He still had the same fucking dumb giant hat bill.
Oh, God, that fucked bill on his hat.
I hated that. So as a kid, I was like, who?
I was like, there's something wrong with this hat.
Like
what does that do?
Was this hat made in Alaska for when the sun is up all the time? It's like we need to shade out to here.
It's the weirdest thing. I've never seen another hat like that. It must have been a style that most people didn't put in movies.
Mm. This is a fucking non sequitur. I had the weirdest dream last night.
Okay.
So I'm delivering to this old guy, right? He's like an old like army dude.
Mm-hmm.
It like akin to I'm saying akin a lot. That yeah, a Kindle.
Akimbo. You must have heard it somewhere.
No, akin. Yeah, I use it sometimes.
Cool word.
Yeah, I'm pulling it out of my pocket. Clint Eastwoodish type character.
Cool.
He comes out and he's like, "Hey man, how's it going?" I'm like, "No, not too bad. Here you go. Sign this, blah blah blah." And he's like, "So, like, what are you doing, man?" And I'm like, "What do you mean? I mean, like, here you go. We ended the transaction. You signed. I've given you the pizza. Yeah. We're good." And he's like, "No, what are you doing with your life?"
Mm.
And I was like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Well, like, what'd you want to do?" And I was like, "I mean, honestly, like, I did." He's like, "What? Like, I mean, like, what are you doing?" And I'm like, "I'm delivering you food." And he's like, "No, what are you doing?" And I'm like,
"Ew."
I hate that my subconscious is questioning my fucking actions right now, but God damn it, does this suck? And in the dream, I'm like, "Hey, fuck you, guy."
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I'm like, "What do you know about me? I toured for like fucking like years, and I tried my hardest at something, and it failed, dude. And now I'm just trying to live my life and do my own thing." And he was like, "Yeah, but what are you doing?"
Ew.
And it just kept saying that and saying that and saying that. And I woke up and I was like, "Fuck,
well,
my
that
life."
Sucks.
Yeah, it does, man. What's your greatest fear? Mine's being a career pizza delivery boy. I do like that when I deliver to people's houses. Now they're like, "Oh, is that the pizza man?" I'm like, "Thank you," because I am 30 and I know I look like I'm fucking 20. Well, maybe I just think that. I don't know.
The greatest fear?
Yeah,
probably to be imprisoned or like
this is our genre one greatest fear.
Maybe to be imprisoned or like, you know, forever, like tortured forever.
Oh, well, yeah, that's okay. Well, if that's the case, then there are different fears that I have.
Yeah.
But I mean, like life fears. Like you fall into the fucking like, "How was work?" Fine. And then like turn on the fucking sitcoms.
I mean, yeah, I guess to grow old and be super bitter and not happy with the people around me. And
I guess, but like, I don't
never have the money to do what I want and like the freedom of like having land or
yeah,
something
living
like that.
Like paycheck to paycheck, yeah. Like always like just being like, I can't get out.
Being
of,
like a 60-year-old that works at the gas station and being like, "Fuck me." Like
that's what it is. That's what I'm talking about. Like yeah. Fucking, cause I work with people like that and I'm just like, I don't know if that's like, I think I might kill myself.
I mean, I'm like, I don't think that'll ever happen because of the resume I have, and like, I feel like I'm pretty good at working. And
you are. I have a great work ethic, but I mean, like, I just refuse to like do anything else. I guess I don't know, because like anything else is going to be like entry level, and I'm just going to not make money for a while.
Yeah,
making the money that I do now, but I could. There's more room for expansion, probably in those areas.
Aggressive expansion.
Yeah, aggressive expansion.
That's how. That's how you get promotions. By the way, you break a pool cue and then kill someone.
That's what I thought.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's how I got that promotion at my job. It was great.
That was genre one.
Yeah, probably that. Or like, you know, something like on along the lines of like, oh, I accidentally had a child, and like now it's just me and child.
That's terrifying.
Yep.
What, does the mom die in childbirth?
Yeah, or like leaves me because she's like, ew.
And have this.
Good luck.
She leaves it on your doorstep. You're like, wait, we own this? No.
And I'm like, this is a super advanced puppy. Fuck.
Yeah, I think my biggest thing is like to feel like a regret of like not doing something. But I felt like I've done a lot with my life of things that I wanted to do and experience them,
yeah,
and all that
have
type of shit.
Really cool stories.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. You have like really nice things to talk about at parties. Got good cocktail information. But yeah, I think that that's like a huge thing is that like I always like I do worry that like an opportunity will arise and I'll be like, well, it doesn't make me money or something like that. Yeah. Because I've been in that boat so much. It's like work real hard. Don't get paid for it. And fucking who knows? Maybe one day you will, but probably not. Because that's like, you know, the fucking 1% that reaches that goal.
Wasn't that like the fucking like quotes of like, you know, like take every chance you can and like don't worry about them now. Like
it's a
leap. Like
one of the quotes that I that sticks hard with me is you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
I was doing a lot of Gary Vaynerchuk.
What?
He's a guy who owns like VaynerMedia, and he pretty much just like built himself from nothing.
Yeah, you told me about him. He's the guy that's like, if you don't have money, like go buy something in eBay.
Yeah, like fuck you. You could do that 10 times in a weekend.
And keep flipping it. Keep flipping. He's make like, your nest egg. Keep making more, making more, making more.
Yeah, he's like, if you can make $350 in a weekend, fucking make it. Like, fuck you. And like, pretty much like tells you to go fuck yourself if you're lazy or complacent. And there's no reason why someone that's 35 can't do what a 19-year-old wants to do. Or like,
that's true.
He's like, anyone could take fucking like $800 and start a landscaping business. Like, you could do something. You could try something if you really want.
Yeah, I'm about to say the people that took over for a friend of ours that listens to the show for landscaping at our work.
Yeah.
Legit pulls up in a fucking tractor trailer and they whip out a John Deere riding mower.
Yep. Yeah, just the old
the mulch
home. Yeah, the old home mower.
We have this strip of like mulch area that's between our drive through and the parking lot, and the mulch everywhere, all over it.
Yeah,
like I was like, did a blind person do this? It's insane, and they get paid to do it.
Yeah,
two fucking fat bald guys. I'm pretty sure they're twins.
Damn.
Yeah, fucking Ed and Ned, probably is their names. He walked over to me. He's like, "So how much of that place do I have to do?" I'm like, "Fuck if I know. You're hired."
Yeah.
What do you?
Like, figure that out when you make the contract.
So our friend that's listening right now, feel better about your fucking life choices, because good on you. Good Lord, they hired fucking Tweedledee and Tweedle-fucking-Dum.
Yeah.
All right, you want to hop into weekly recommendations and rejections? That's right, talk about that depressing fucking little bit.
Yeah, dude, sure.
Stuck with me, man. Stuck with
me. That's a shit dream. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's weird. Star Wars, The Clone Wars. I've been watching it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm six episodes deep into the first season, and I've tried watching this before, and I'm just kind of like, I don't give a fuck about fucking any of these people.
Yeah.
But I do find myself liking Ahsoka, I think that's her name.
Yeah, the main Jedi chick.
Yeah, the Padawan, Anakin. I do find myself liking her a lot more each episode and shit. The episodes are really cool, really well done, beautiful.
Yeah.
I hated the artwork at first because it looks so fucking dumb cartoony.
Yeah.
But I've gotten past that, and I want to see how it is. And more so, I just want to get up to the episodes with Darth Maul.
Yeah.
That's my big thing. But right now, I give it like a six. Like, it's definitely like a time passer.
Yeah.
No Impractical Jokers, but I'm out of those.
I really miss, I might have even try to buy the season of the Tron show.
Tron Legacy?
It's that so damn good.
Is that what it's called?
It's like Tron Ascension Revelation, yeah.
Uprising,
yeah.
That was on Netflix for a hot minute.
That thing was, is fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was voiced by fucking Frodo.
Yeah, Elijah, yeah.
Elijah Wood.
Dude, I think that is one of the best animated fucking shows. It's
gorgeous.
Great. It's great.
Gorgeous.
So well done.
Yeah. All right, what do you see?
I watched Hateful Eight.
Mm.
I watch it a lot.
That movie is awesome.
It's so awesome.
So
it's such a fucking crazy good movie.
The dialogue in that movie is that, like, to think about Quentin Tarantino's mind is really hard
to
comprehend.
He's a fucking crazy guy.
Because he definitely does, like, include a lot of, like, I mean, not the Hateful Eight, but, like, in his other movies, like, a lot of pop culture stuff. And, yeah. Like the whole, like, Royale with cheese. Like, one of the most memorable scenes of that movie is that part, and it's about fucking burgers.
Yeah. He's got a very, like, his dialogue design is unreal.
It's a unique take. I mean, I feel like Kevin Smith is like that in the same way, but I feel like Quentin is able to pull himself out and write characters better than Kevin Smith is. Does that make sense?
Yeah, Kevin writes voice, what he knows. Yeah.
Well, his voice is all over every character.
Yeah.
To where you're just kind of like, that feels Kevin like joke. Him. Yeah. Or it feels like how like he would say. Like, I mean, he writes super highbrow. Well, he used to, not so much anymore. The weed took over. but like you like watch like Clerks and you're like every fucking monologue.
Yeah.
You can tell it's like different angst from different parts of his life and shit like that, and maybe conversations he's having in his head.
Yeah.
And his characters aren't bad at all by any means, but his voice is everywhere. Reading Batman Cacophony, you're like, holy fucking shit, I can tell you wrote this.
Yep. I think Quentin's like, oh, I want to tell a story and it's going to be very, 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 very fucking like detailed and obscure, but it's not going to be me. It's going to be like these fucked characters.
But also I think Quentin needs the right audience, obviously, you know?
Well, yeah, you got to... I mean, I couldn't Hateful Eight fucking especially. Go see Hateful Eight with certain people.
Also, but you watch Hateful Eight. I saw it in theaters, the 70mm print. And, like, watching that, I was like, this is legit. Like, I just paid $13 to go see a play on screen without the actors being there.
Yeah. It's
That's
great.
All that was.
It's so good.
I enjoy it. What do you give it?
Like, 9.5. Like, it's one of my favorite.
That's almost a 10. Yeah,
it's a great film.
Is that your favorite, Quentin?
I don't... That's a tough question. I don't know. Fuck, I mean, I mean, it's up there with, like, Pulp Fiction.
I haven't seen Pulp Fiction in so long.
It's so fucking good.
I know, and I haven't watched it in so well. Long.
That and fucking... I don't know. When Kill Bill came out, I thought it was the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, definitely.
And Reservoir Dogs is just so fucking classic, and there's so much, like, classic cinema, like... And it's a single room, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. That one's also, like, a fucking, like...
What's the brown, something Brown.
Jackie Brown.
I've never seen that.
Jackie Brown's good. It's just not as memorable. Like, it's just, it fell to the wayside, I think, for people compared to Pulp Fiction and Reservoir
from
Dogs.
Till Dawn.
From Dust Till Dawn. He also goes off the reservation sometimes, like
Natural Born Killers.
Yeah, like Death fucking Proof.
Oh, and fucking Planet Terror.
Yeah, that was Rodriguez.
Oh,
Rodriguez did that
Planet
one
Terror,
and he did
Death Proof.
Yeah.
Yeah, was that Grindhouse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, fucking fun movie.
Hateful Eight, though, I mean, that movie is fucking... like, you can't wait for the next dialogue scene to happen. That's the weird part.
Every time Kurt Russell speaks, I'm like, fuck yes.
Samuel Jackson kills it in that movie, too.
He does.
And so does the new sheriff of the town.
Yeah,
he's amazing. I don't know who that is.
He's a very fucking, like,
it looks
actor's
like Sam,
actor kind of kid.
Yeah, it looks
guy.
Like Sam Rockwell, but it's not.
No. But he plays a lot of, like, fucked up roles where he plays, like, a piece of shit or a fucking pederast or a fucking, like, redneck psycho. Like, he plays a lot of weird fucked characters because he's very good at it.
I watched more Impractical Jokers.
You did.
Finished it. The comfort food of that show is just amazing. But, yeah, 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Honestly, dude, I can't, like, I want to buy every single season, just like, that's like my new office. I think I've seen The Office so much.
Yeah.
But there is one thing, is that, like, once you see the show, it's not anywhere near as funny. Like, I mean, like, it takes away the laugh. Like, I think I need to take, a year break from it.
Yeah.
Buy all of them.
Yep.
And then just sit down and just melt into my couch.
Yeah. It is a lot of content, too.
There's so much.
Yeah, it's
There's,
cool.
like, 20 to, like, 38 episodes per season.
Fuck me.
It's fucked up. So, like, they say, like, hey, we're shooting season two. They're like, all right, cool. Mm-hmm. They shoot constantly, by the way.
Yeah.
And they call it season 2.5, so they can't readjust their contracts. Like, True TV, like, boned them in that.
Jesus.
And that's their flagship fucking show.
Yeah, I mean, luckily they're all paid stupid well.
Now, yeah. They were paid, like, I think, like, it was, like, $1,500 per episode.
Wow. And I'd do that for that. That'd be a blast.
Yeah, but think about, all right, so they were shooting 40 hours to 60 hours a week.
Yeah.
Quinn was still working at the firehouse 40 to 60 hours a week.
That's crazy.
And recording Tell Him Steve Dave for the first season.
That's crazy.
That was like, I think like 4 or 5 months of his life was just nonstop.
Oh, Quinn's on that?
What?
Tell Him Steve Dave.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's Brian Johnson, Walt Flanagan, and Quinn. That's why Brian Johnson was on one of the episodes. Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. Yeah, I just didn't know that.
Yeah, the how he got into the View Askew universe was that he wrote Kevin an email, and he was like, hey, I went to go buy your book at the local bookstore in the mall, and they said, oh, why do you want to read Kevin Smith? He's a piece of shit, or like, he sucks.
Yeah.
And he was like, all right. And he's like, here's my book, signed it. And he's like, give that clerk some shit.
Yeah.
And so Brian Quinn at like 19 goes and records himself being like, hey, fuck you, buddy. Fuck you. You don't like Kevin Smith? Fuck you. And then Kevin Smith ends up hiring him. And like, that's how he meets all those people.
He hires them
to like do like the website or some shit like that. Oh, like to like fulfill orders for people. Cause like,
yeah. Just gave him some.
He started merchandising so soon into his career. It's like crazy. Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
His entrepreneurship, like to like what he did and like branding himself was absolutely bonkers.
Oh, dude. He has the kind of branding that Quentin doesn't do it to the degree, but like when you say like Red Apple cigarettes, like you're like, ah, it's a Quentin thing. Like, same thing with fucking like movies.
Oh, I'm saying more so like fucking like, here's a Jay and Bob action figure. Here's a fucking t-shirt. Here's a fucking lighter. Here's a, like.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, Jay and Bob is a fucking brand staple, just like Moobies is his fucking like, what is fucking restaurant.
Yeah, I'm more so
saying. That's not a real restaurant, is it?
No.
Oh, okay.
That, yeah.
Or like.
Clerks 2 was a Burger King that repurposed.
What cigarettes does he use? Thought Kevin Smith had a cigarette brand he always asked for.
No, they just say cigarettes.
Oh, okay.
Pack of cigarettes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Just slap down like a white box.
If they said like lucky fucking.
No, I was more so saying like his merchandising, like the t-shirts, the lighters. Like, I mean, you can find Kevin Smith bullshit any way, shape, and form. Like, that dude is insane with that type of shit. But yeah, so I don't know how we got into that tangent. But yeah, Impractical Jokers. I love it. So good.
All right.
Download the True TV app. Oh my God. There's an MTV app.
Uh-huh.
They have Celebrity Fear Factor. Hosted by, I think, Ludacris.
Okay.
I cannot fucking wait to deep dive into that.
Really?
Oh, God. And they have all the challenge shows, like the Road Rules type things.
Oh, yeah.
They have like four seasons of that on there.
I listened to Theo Von from Road Rules.
Oh, really?
He's a comedian now. Yeah. And he like chills with like Chris D'Elia and like fucking like Will Sasso and all them. And
that's
like,
cool.
Yeah. Like, he totally was like, and Chris D'Elia kind of says it. He's like, dude, like, you had to rebrand yourself too. And he's like, yeah, there was a fucking past and a stigma. And he's like, yeah, you came from something else and you had to like solidify yourself as a fucking legit comedian because you were just fucking personality. And like The Miz did the same thing.
Yeah, well, he was on Real World.
And now he's a
The
fucking,
Miz.
Yeah, fucking.
And it is weird because I remember watching that season of Real World and I remember him talking about fucking being a wrestler and
shit. Yeah, he had a belt and shit. He'd get drunk and be like, I'm the champ.
He
like,
called himself The Miz. Yep. Like, that was his fucking alter ego when
as
he got
a
drunk.
Kid, yeah.
That's so.
It's so, like, surreal, yeah.
I mean, that kind of, what's that called? Realization.
Yeah, like you say it so much it becomes.
Yeah, like Jim Carrey writing himself a check for $1 million and then getting paid $1 million.
Yeah.
Fucked up.
You know what we need to do?
Write
put something
a check.
In blood.
Oh. But,
yeah.
What?
What? What's up? Well, you make a blood oath.
Oh, yeah.
Just, to do something.
I don't practice Santeria. We're going to fucking chop off Paul's head and give
no,
him
no, what the fuck? It's I
like
meant
a,
our blood, dude.
Like a turkey.
I would have cut my finger.
Oh, the blood pack doesn't do shit unless we're going to try to fight a clown at the end of
no,
it.
No, we write something out that we want to achieve, and then we put some blood to sign it.
Yeah, I don't know if that works like that.
It did for, I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. Charlie Day.
Oh, there it is. Really?
Charlie Day and fucking, whatchamacallit.
Is it? Wait, is that?
No, it's a thing. It's something they do, and it's always sunny. He's
okay,
like, he's like
say,
you wrote this out, and like then you wanted to do it. And he's like, no, I didn't. He's like, yeah, you signed it with your blood. You can't fucking write.
Do you know what's fucked up is that, that's funny.
Yeah.
There was this guy that used to sell some drugs that we all knew and stuff. I'm not sure if you knew him. You might have known, like, his brother or something. But anyways, if people didn't have money, he's like, all right, well, if you sell your soul to me.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, then I'll give you, like, an
I've heard about this. Like, people were fucking poking their fingers and putting it on paper.
Yeah, and he would eat it.
Yeah.
The paper.
Well, how rich is he now that he has all these souls?
Well, no, his whole thing is that like fucking one, I believe he is dead. But he wanted to barter in hell.
All right.
He's like, this life is finite. Hell might be eternity. He's like, so why not have something to barter with? I was like, that is the most metal thing I have ever
heard.
Yeah,
that is fucking fearsomely metal. But
so
also,
you're telling
just,
me you put these things in boiling hot water alive and they turn red and shriek and die? That's the most metal thing I've ever heard. That's like Pickles talking about fucking lobster.
Yeah. Just talking to the fucking, the dude at the meat.
They turn bright red and die?
The guy at the meat counter is just like, yup. In life, though, he was just stiffed on money, and people felt like they probably got one over on him.
Yeah, but then again, I mean, like, that bullshit, like, I mean, like, you give, like, away an eighth of weed. I mean, like, he's still making...
Yeah, he's still made up.
Fine off of it, yeah, because he's getting fucking, like...
Hey,
that,
guess
that,
it's a win-win.
That eighth cost him $3, and he's
selling
it for $25.
My soul away to him multiple times if I could have.
Yeah, it's like,
get
I hope
free,
he forgot.
Free stuff, yeah.
It's weird watching me paper.
Yeah, just... I keep giving him thicker construction paper.
Yeah, goddamn, I wrote this on Masonite.
He's just chewing into it.
Yeah, it's
I
brutal.
Said, if you want it, it's on drywall.
Yeah.
You can have it.
Don't mind, it's toxic. what else you see?
I also watched Bright.
What?
You knew I watched it.
Yeah, I signed into Tony's account.
Oh, yeah.
On Xbox One. And I see that the first thing on Netflix was like, continue watching Bright. I was like, this motherfucker.
I like the lore, dickhead.
You like the lore that you read online, not the
no,
lore that's
even
in the
No, but I like it
in
the film,
movie.
Too. They talk about, dude, they got centaurs and fucking, like, wands and fucking magic. It's cool. Yeah. Orcs have, like, their own fucking, like brands of music and languages, and elves are fucking rich pricks. It's cool.
Yeah, so that's, like, a fucking, like, play on Jewish people. Orcs are play on black people. Like, that's all that movie is. It's, like, a fucking
huge... But it's way cooler species and stuff.
Allegory. Wow. I can't believe you would call those people that.
No, I'm just saying. It's fun to watch.
It's just a huge allegory for, like, racism and how, like, race plays in. But with,
yeah,
like,
but
fucking,
it plays out like the fucking movie...
With creatures.
It's from the director of, End of...
Days?
the one about the cops that are, End of Shift or End of...
I don't know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
it's a movie with... the guy from Extinction,
okay,
the main guy from Extinction, and Jake Gyllenhaal, end of Shift or end of fucking,
it might be end of watch,
yeah, it is.
I think you said that.
I think you got it. Yeah, end of watch, and it's really intense, like End of Watch.
Right on.
It's them running from like three different fucking fucked up gangs.
So what do you give?
I like an 8.5. It's fun.
Well,
dude.
Bright's also written by that motherfucker. Oh god damn it. He's such a douchey person to listen to. I fucking can't stand him. He does like this, like the history of wrestling or like something about wrestling. You were obsessed with the YouTube video.
With what YouTube
Miles,
video?
Miles, hold on a second. I'll look it up. His father's a famous director, I believe.
Oh. I don't know who directed it. I just think it's enjoyable.
No,
to
not
watch.
Directing. He's the guy that wrote it. And oh. he has a ton of like spec scripts and shit. And I heard he's like an absolute cock in real life from Jonah Ray. He was on the Nerdist, and he was like, yeah, this dude was like outside of a party. He'd be like, do you know who I am? What do you mean I can't get in? Like in Hollywood and shit.
I'd be like, dude, you're a writer. Go home.
Yeah,
like,
but
nobody
like,
cares to hang out with a writer.
That is true.
Yeah. Like, stay writing. Don't, you're not a fucking, you're not a rock star.
Max Landis.
Yeah.
And you were like upset. I can't stand that dude talking. Like, I've watched like little like articles like, hey, how do you get out of writer's block? And he's like, no, you don't let the writer's block block you. You block the writer's
block. You block the block.
And then you write, and you write, and you write. And yeah, it might be crap. But you know what? I don't even do that. I don't need to. And you're just like, fuck you, pompous douche. Die in a fucking house fire.
Hey, man. Successful, though.
Don't get me wrong.
That was the first Netflix movie in history of their production company that they signed on a sequel. Like immediately, even though it's got like a 6.4 and people think it's shit. And
do you see that on IMDb right there?
Huh? No, I knew that.
Why? It's a 6.4.
Yeah.
Oh damn! I just got pushed. Don't allow push.
You dumb idiot. But yeah, so there's gonna be another one. Like everyone signed back on.
Well, I hope that they explain
and
more.
And Joel Edgerton is awesome as that fucking.
He's fantastic. And Will Smith isn't bad in the movie either.
He's still Will Smith, but.
Yeah.
Like, it's very, like, his character.
He's no 7 pounds Will Smith.
No.
Pursuit of Happiness
Will
Smith.
Yeah, he ain't, like, yeah, like...
Ali Will Smith.
Dude, Pursuit of Happiness Will Smith is a rare one.
Incredible. It's incredible. Yeah. Dude, I think he's fucking awesome in,
He's, like, Oscar-worthy if he feels like it.
God damn it. What is that movie? I Am Legend.
Yeah.
Like, he's not bad in it.
You know he tried to adopt the dog? And the owner was
it was dead. What do you mean?
Oh, okay. He didn't actually choke a dog out to death
that
in the film.
That dog fucking died.
No, it didn't. Mm-hmm. Its name was like Pebbles or something. And he was so like taken by the dog, he tried to fucking buy out the owner. And the owner's like, I just can't, man. Like, this is like my dog. I train dogs, but like, this is my dog.
Okay, so
and
check
I
it
use
out.
Let you guys use it for the movie because he's the best.
So Will Smith, like, say Paul, they're like, hey, we need him for a movie. Will Smith loves Paul, right?
Yeah. What's the price?
He's like, I'll give you $5,000 right now. We're awful people because both of us would be like,
No. Because that'd be $2,500 a piece. I'd burn through that in 2 months on some fun stuff.
All right, 10 grand.
And I'd be real lonely.
10 grand.
25.
I'm sorry, Paul. I give you up for fucking 2,500.
Jesus. No, you wouldn't.
I don't know. They show you $2,500.
I wouldn't want to live with you.
$2,500 like in cash wouldn't even look like that much. Like,
no, it wouldn't.
They open a briefcase. It's like
it's
one
fucking,
stack.
It's fucking 15 bills. Yeah, it's like 15 bills. I'm like, 25 bills.
Can you make those all ones?
Yeah, it's like this. It's like fucking like quarter inch yeah. thickness. You're like, well, you should have put that in fives.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, if you were like, dude, I got an offer. Like, I made the decision. I sold it for $2,500. Here's your cut. I'd be like, well, I'm taking it, but I don't want to live with you, freak.
It'd be $5,000, and I'd give you $2,500.
I'd still be super mad at you.
Super mad, but you'd probably still live with me.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it would be like, I'd be like, got 90 days, then you're out, bud.
No.
Or I'm out, bud.
Yeah.
I'm going to get another cat.
We could get another cat.
We'll never have another fat fuck awesome chill fucking weirdo fucking cripple awesome fatty fucking turd like him.
And not only that, we spent $1,600 on him, so yeah,
you're
right.
He's an expensive fucking treat.
Yeah. So $25,000.
I clean his poopies,
$25,000 is what you... Yeah. That makes... Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you're right.
Because that's like...
So 10...
He's a friend. I talk to him.
He comes... Yeah, so do I.
Like...
He comes with you... Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, like there are times when he like legit chills me out as a person.
And not only that, spending that money, I would feel like a... giant
yeah.
piece of garbage.
Like, oh, what are you getting? Oh, something really needy for myself that's not going to be fulfilling, probably.
And not only that, and going to break
yeah.
in like 2 years.
Ooh, a TV. Oh, like, you know.
Don't look at me, Paul. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't need those jail eyes.
He goes, luckily, this is hypothetical, you douches.
Yeah. Because I'll go fucking.
Will Smith will never buy me.
I watched Mission Impossible. I don't know if I talked about this last week.
You did. The first one.
Yeah,
and then I made fun of the second one for briefly when we were chatting.
Right, and outside, and I tried to watch Mission Impossible 2. I've tried 3 times now.
Well, that explains it.
I cannot get through this fucking flick.
It explains it because it's un-get-throughable,
like
in any fun way.
I fall asleep almost every time.
Dude,
so does Josie.
It's a John Woo pile of shit.
We've watched it again 3 times together, and we both fall asleep, or I just don't even remember the plot. Like I don't give a fuck. But what I've noticed, and I also watched Mission Impossible 3 and Ghost Protocol.
Yeah.
So I've seen 3 out of the 4 of that
yeah.
portion. And 3, holy fucking shit.
Remind me of 3.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Okay, yeah.
Got a girlfriend.
I'm going to find her.
I'm going to hurt her.
Dude.
Like, he's like, yeah, your friend with the explosive thingy bob in her head. That was fun.
That was just for fun.
It was fun. And you're just like, holy... He's a fucking incredible villain.
He's great. He's fantastic. And he's like, he's not like a formidable fighting villain. He's like very much...
No,
He gets him when he's kind of like downtrodden. Like he's a little beat down.
He has the fucking thing in his brain that's going to blow up. And
he's having migraine seizures.
Yeah.
And then Philip Seymour gets good hits on him. But like... Ethan Hunt in a room with him.
Waste his ass.
Break his throat.
But I absolutely love that movie because of him.
It's great.
And not only that, like, it's just it's cool.
It's fun.
I dig it. And that's JJ.
Yeah.
And then we go to, so I give Mission Impossible 3, like, an 8.5.
Yeah.
I dug the fuck out of that movie. And I give the first one, like, an 8.5. Yeah. Like, I liked them both, like, similarly to, like, what it is. Because I'm watching them now, like, with a different eye, obviously. Like, it's not, like... It's 1995 and I'm watching Mission Impossible for the first time. It's 2018 and I'm watching these old movies.
And Mission Impossible, it was a different almost like subgenre of like classic spy thriller versus the newer ones that are like straight up action fucking blockbusters.
Yeah, the first one is like that, but the first one also doesn't... you don't really need to think much.
No.
With any of these movies.
No, it's not like fucking... Ronin or French Connection or something like
there's
that.
There's a double cross in Mission Impossible 3, which I didn't call.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not like, man, if I look away from the screen, like, I'm lost.
Well, yeah.
No, it's like, mm-mm. Oh, here's some cool gadgets. Here's some cool shit. Like, we're doing the face mask thing again. And it was neat. Like, I liked Mission Impossible 3, but mainly because of Philip Seymour Hoffman. Like, his,
yep.
He is just, like, when he looks at him from the helicopter, when he gets saved, and after that whole, actually, never mind, rewind, the plane, when he has him in there, and, like, he asks, like, he's like, do you got a girl? Like, that fucking whole scene, you're just like, what the fuck? How that
dude
movie opens
dude
up.
Dude is literally in a plane captured, and he's just like, you got something you love?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to find that shit.
And I'm
like,
gonna,
I don't give a fuck where I'm at.
Yeah, he's like I'm going to kill her in front of you.
Yeah. And you're going to watch her die.
Yeah, and I'm going to kill you. And he's just so sure. He's like, do you know who you're fucking with, asshole?
Yeah. No, you got me this time, guys, but I'll come back and fuck you up. He's just like, no, it's going to happen.
Yeah. Then
I'll be fine.
Then we go to Ghost Protocol. Now. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I don't know what happens in the John Woo one, the second one, because fuck, I haven't watched it.
Yeah.
But like everything seems to work out gadget-wise in these movies. In the fourth one, every fucking gadget fucks up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, yeah, they have nothing but problems. Remember that.
The whole movie is a problem, and it fucking Simon Pegg's like on the field now. Like he was in the third one. Yeah. He's like a tech guy, and he's like, I'm committing like fucking treason talking to you, but yeah, go here, go to this building, blah, blah, blah. Which was cool. But then he's like, oh, I passed my field agency test. And like they talk about in the third one about Felicity passing it, not the character's name, but the character from the show Felicity, also J.J. Abrams. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, he did Felicity.
I thought he did Alias.
And that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. His hand is in every fucking pocket in Hollywood.
Cool.
So Felicity trained and trained and trained. That was the first fucking person Ethan Hunt has ever said yes.
It's such a... I don't know. If you haven't seen it, you should see it. But, like, that's a bummer of a fucking, like, thing that happens.
At the beginning?
Because she seems so badass and perfect.
It was awesome.
And great that, Carrie Russell? Yeah.
Yeah. That scene with her and him, like, in the fucking factory is incredible.
It's fucking great.
But in the fourth one, so, like, you got fucking Hawkeye in it.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Yep. Just shows up with muscles.
And you got fucking Simon Pegg, which isn't bad, but, like, dopey.
He is.
Like the dopey fucking...
And there's a throwaway girl. Like, agent. That, like, he's like,
that never comes back.
No.
Yeah.
She's just sort of there to... I mean, it is... There's eye candy girl. There's nerd scientist. There's fucking, like, tough sidekick guy.
And then that you find... Like, the whole thing with Ethan Hunt...
Rains.
He wasn't in it.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Not in it until the end. That's the first one that he wasn't in.
Okay.
Was a Ghost Protocol. But yeah, it was very... I'm just kind of like, I don't give a fuck about the villain, really.
Yep.
It looked kind of cool. Like everything looked cool and shit. But yeah, I thought it was weird that like they're like, everything goes right in these movies. What if it all went wrong?
Yeah.
Every single fucking thing they do. The masks break. The fucking glove on the fucking like tower in
Dubai. The batteries.
Yeah. Like, burp, burp. And then, there was one scene where like he whips off the glove that's like attaching him to this building. And it fucking like he keeps climbing with one glove hand that attaches him to the building. He looks over it and the glove's there. And then it goes red and it flies off. And he's just like, motherfucker.
Dude, it's also, there's another scene where I think he fucking like lands in the window and Benji says something to him. And he like his comeback is fucking hilarious, actually. He's like, was it bad out there? He's like, you think?
Yeah.
Like something like that. Like he's real quick in like a few little scenes. Like I think Tom Cruise can be funny as shit.
He can be, but I'm not going to lie. It was a very quippy movie.
Yeah.
And I didn't really dig that. Like fucking 3 was not that. 3 was like stark.
Yeah.
Shit was fucked up. Yeah. This one was like really like light. It was directed by a guy that did a ton of Simpson episodes.
Oh.
And it was a guy that wrote and directed The Incredibles.
Oh.
Like Brad Baird or some shit like that. Yeah. I can't remember his name. Maybe Brian Baird. But yeah, like he did it like all that shit. So, and that bleeds into it a lot. Like his performances were very light and all that type of shit. It was cool. I'd give it like a 5.
Do you watch any more?
No, because Ghost Protocol is before... Rogue Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're going to do for movie of the week. Oh. Spoiler.
All right, so yeah, we're caught up.
What else do you see?
On those. I also watched
Infinity
to
War.
Clean my palate, and you'll know what I mean in a minute. I watched Ex Machina.
Oh, yeah.
I watched Ex Machina cuz it's fucking brilliant. Yes. It's well acted. It's got two dudes that are now in Star Wars together. Good for you both. Mm-hmm. Fantastic character design, fantastic tech, fantastic fucking environments, and really a fucked up look at what we become when we create something and what our creations can do to us. It's a very, very fucking solid ass indie sci-fi film.
Yeah, and
it's but stark, also, but it's also like fucking like brilliant and bright.
It's beautifully shot, yeah, too. That's one of the
cool
things
that, scenes, like fucked up and cute, like kind of curious, like you don't know what's gonna happen next.
Well, I feel like the actual robot itself, like they spent some money,
yeah,
making that look good.
They were like, dude, where we need it, put the fucking budget.
Yeah,
don't throw it everywhere. Don't be an asshole.
Well, you know why, though, too, is like you didn't have to throw it at the actors because they're like, yeah, we'll be in this. Fuck it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this seems awesome.
It seemed like a passion project for everyone that worked on
it. For sure. Yeah. Ex Machina is insane.
It's for a sci-fi film, it's up there. It's like a 9, 9.25. Like, it's fucking fantastic.
9.25.
Well, I'm getting a little fractiony, dude. Those deep impacts, sometimes they get a little.
9 and a quarter?
I take a sliver on it. Yeah, deep impact
9 and a quarter. I give a fucking flick it to Ex Machina. But yeah, no, that movie is rad.
Yeah.
It's good. What was the one with Antonio Banderas? Is that the same one?
No, that's what the fuck was it called? It had another like title that it's like a weird word. Oops,
whoa,
sorry.
Hey, buddy.
I'm sorry, my hands are big.
Watch that fuck. Yeah, banana hands over here. Fucking.
I like that movie, the one you're talking about. Not
yeah,
many people did.
I can't remember what the fuck it was called though. Ex Machina. No.
No, it was fuck my life.
I almost said Ex Machina again.
Was it Ex Machina, though?
Yeah. Was it that one?
No, it's something...
El Roberto.
Wow. El Robot. Automata.
Automata, yeah. I dug that movie, too. I thought it was dope as fuck. What's
literally
up?
Got my beard caught in a fucking thing. Don't worry. Right got on. It out.
Yeah.
By that one was a little...
Dude's crotch.
The only dude in the room's you, bro.
Or Paul.
I don't suck cat dicks. I suck dude dicks.
I don't suck pussy dicks.
What the fuck? Yeah, no, that movie's like decent.
Ex Machina is dope, though.
I give it two full points less than Ex Machina, though.
Oh, God, yeah. It's nowhere near as cool, but it looks... The tech is awesome.
Yeah.
It reminds me
like
of the
really
dude that,
clunky robots, but they have like people hack them and give them personality.
Kind of like District 9-y.
Yeah.
Like it
very like
reminiscent
dirty
of that CGI, yeah, for sure. Like lived in, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I started watching this movie called Escape Plan.
Okay.
Have you heard of this?
Is that with someone big, like a big action star?
Two.
Yeah, like Sylvester.
Yeah, and
Arnold.
Yep.
Now, Escape Plan, is that when they're both in a prison?
Yes.
I've seen it.
Have you?
Yeah. It wasn't horrible.
It's not, but
no.
It's shot like I shot it.
Yes.
It is badly shot. The dialogue is, oh, dude, it's amazing. Fucking Sylvester Stallone's talking to Arnold, and he's like, yo, like, if I can do, if you make, like, you know, something happen over here, then I can get us out of here, but, like, I can get us out. And he's like, and Arnold's like, no, I will not. Are you kidding me? That's so stupid. And he's like, but I can get us out, man. He's like, all right, fine. What do you need? Like, that happens four times in the fucking flick, and he keeps doing it. He's like, no, fuck off. And he's like, come on. He's like, all right. Like,
I guess so.
Like, it's like if you ask a question, it's like that same thing from
Will
Ferrell.
Yeah, say
Ferrell.
It three times, on Austin Powers. Damn it.
Oh, my leg. It smells like almonds.
It's gangrenous.
But yeah, Escape Plan. I've only seen like half of it, and it's enjoyable. But
it's a chill
I'm
little
guessing
watch.
It's like a 5.
Yeah. There's nothing in it that you go, my God. They
and
really...
fucking the boys in it. Oh, God. Damn it. Vincent D'Onofrio.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, he plays some weird... like.
And Holly from The Office.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, she's like the person that works with them. And I'm trying to remember the other guy, because the other guy was kind of big, too, and I can't remember his fucking name. But he's getting really angry. He's like, you got to tell me where he is, man.
Not Dolph Lundgren.
No, it wasn't Dolph Lundgren. That's awesome. Hey, He-Man. And the Masters.
Dude, those like, that crew of those old fucking, like, I don't know, action star roid monsters. Like, dude, the idea of, like, being in that crew... It's so like the all just smoking stogies, wearing fucking Hawaiian shirts, and like just being like, I don't give a fuck. Like, fuck you.
I like to be comfortable. Yeah. Like, one day I'm going to govern a state.
Did you ever watch JCVD? The fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme show on Amazon?
No, no.
It's pretty fucking funny.
Is it?
Like, the fact that his movies are a fucking cover for the fact that he is an assassin. So he fucking hides as like
that's
an actor
incredible.
And shit. It's fucking hilarious.
By the way, Sudden Death, incredible.
Oh, Sudden Death's badass, dude. Hard to Kill, or Hard Target's another good one.
I love Sudden Death.
Dude, he's got
so
the long
much.
Hair.
He kills the fucking penguin mascot through a dishwasher. It's fucking awesome.
That's the hockey one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool. All the movies I've seen.
What that's all of them.
Infinity War.
Oh, God, yeah. Dude, I watched Infinity War.
You fuck up.
Dude, I forget stuff, man. I'm on a lot of calf.
Yeah.
Yeah, Infinity War is just fucking fun to watch, man. Like, it's not... I don't give it as high a rating as Ragnarok, because I just don't, and I think it...
I like it more than Ragnarok.
It does a lot to... Obviously, if you have your 10-year investment in that franchise, you know, those films, it does a phenomenal job puzzle piecing together 20, 30 fucking things together. Like, the, yeah. you're like, where the fuck... When the fuck are these gonna meet? And then at the end, you're like, oh, there were, like, secluded battles in different areas for different reasons.
Spoilers,
going different places.
Quick, what's your favorite part of that movie?
It's tough, because I really, really like everything on Titan.
I have two.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck yeah, you're
right. Yeah,
damn.
I like everything on Titan, and then I also really, really love the fucking, like, oh, god damn it. Like, I guess, like, the first ship that's getting destroyed slash intro to Guardians. Like,
okay.
That, like, that whole fucking, like,
that
dynamic.
Is way good,
when
yeah.
he's like, you will not be stealing our ship, sir. And he's like, make your voice darker? He's like, nope, it's deep as it always is.
That is, like, they did that in Last Jedi.
Yeah.
That same humor.
It is. It's very, like, it's boilerplate shit now. They're like, dude, it'll work. Just put it.
It's just...
Chris Hemsworth is fucking hilarious,
he's
man.
He's incredible. No.
He
found his stride in Ragnarok.
Dude,
completely.
He did. Because he was like, yo, I can be this, like, fucking, like, cool, witty, total bro
mm-hmm.
that's also a god.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't give a shit what anyone thinks.
Right.
It's funny as
it's
shit.
It's perfect.
Yeah. He's like, see you later, morons. Knowing that's probably derogatory because Rocket said it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he knows,
right.
like, he's like, because someone was like, oh, that's cool. He's like, it's so cool. Like,
yeah.
He knows what he's saying, but he's also kind of like, I ain't gonna fuck say whatever
the
fuck I want.
Nails it. My, all right. So, again, spoilers. If you haven't watched it, skip like a minute.
Yeah.
The death of Spider-Man.
What were you saying? Favorite parts?
Yeah, that's incredible.
Oh, now memorable parts.
Not even
ending.
Memorable. No, memorable. Not even memorable. Amazing. Like, I was just like, holy fucking shit.
That was really
this
sad.
This rocks. Like, it's so well done.
Yeah, no, it's... The only line I don't like in that is when he says the word sir. I wish he just would have said Tony. I loved it, but I think when he says sir, which is more to him, because he sees Tony as like...
It, yeah.
Yeah, like his like...
And if you watch Homecoming, that's what he does the whole
he
time.
He does. He's like, sorry.
Yeah.
But I wish,
But he's a scared kid, and that's, like, how he would fucking, like, talk to him.
I think it would have been a little more emotional if he was like, Tony.
I think it was so real that he said, sir. And you know that was all improv?
I imagine. I could see that.
Because the whole, like, the scene was supposed to be way shorter than that, and they were like, all right, riff.
His
and, like,
was...
Tom Holland just fucking went off, and he fucking rocked it. My other one is, oh, damn, now I forgot it.
Wow.
not my favorite. No, you said the thing on Titan, and I was like,
yeah,
that was dope as hell.
Dude, when he's talking to Tony and when he's talking to Doctor Strange on Titan, and everything that happens on Titan, Nebula coming back, like...
Him showing the old Titan.
Yeah, dude, he's like, it was a paradise.
It's beautiful.
Dude, and he's like, congratulations, you're a prophet. He's like, no, I'm a survivor. Dude, so tough. Dude, Josh Brolin, by the way, fuck me, man. That dude... made a CG character come to life in such
a big,
fantastic
way. Not only that.
An empathetic way, too.
Which I kind of hated about the character.
They talked about that. I watched the roundtable, and they were like, that to them, like on their point of view, they're like, dude, to make a character like Thanos empathize, to be able to empathize with that guy is the most difficult thing. And we truly tried really, really hard. So they didn't want like that like beast of a monster that has no soul.
They I know,
really
they wanted,
fought for soul.
Yeah, I...
You didn't want soul. You wanted... I know what you wanted.
I wanted
and
him to
I'd
be
love that too.
In love with death and him just being fucking insane and, not,
and
death not actually being there in
being
the first
the
place.
Mad Titan that he...
Yeah, the Mad Titan.
They call him that too. Like a few people reference, like, you're insane. And he's like, no.
There's so like, many moments in the movie that are fucking absolutely incredible. But the death of Peter Parker, I think it might be... Like, I was watching that movie and I was like, you gotta be fucking shitting me right now.
No, there were a few, like, and that was by far the
especially after
most
Homecoming.
Memorable, like, fading,
mm-hmm.
by far. And there were some that had a little bit of dialogue, or they showed, like, two characters looking at each other. Like, there was a lot of that. Most of them were, like, an interaction of some sort. That one, like, was by far the highest resonance.
Damn.
It was also a 16-year-old kid. Like,
That's and also like had finally like, achieved his dream, found his place, yep. Everything
was
about it.
Like he was like, you are knighted, like
yeah,
yeah.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah,
that dude. Movie has a lot of like good shit in it though. Like oh god damn, that
but then they're
chock-a-block full.
Not without its fucking like big dumb fucking like annoying flaws.
What?
Like everything Falcon says and everything Eric fucking Banner says most of the time.
Oh, I did not
most
like
most of Banner's lines suck.
Well, it was about fucking ED.
Dude, it's so weird.
It's a erectile dysfunction joke the entire time he talks.
Yeah.
I hated that.
Dude, and like, I don't know. I was like, there's going to be nothing else but this, and it was nothing else but that.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah, they kind of fucking showed... They showed the Hulk at the beginning. Sorry, if you fast forward a minute, you're like,
sorry,
son of a bitch!
We're bad.
It's but
a
yeah,
big movie.
They definitely fucking like... like, they're like, here's the Hulk fighting Thanos, and then you'll never see him again.
I read somewhere that Thanos with no glove is still a match for Hulk, just in general.
Yeah.
Just because he's part of the, I think they're called like Titerian
Celestials.
Immortals.
I think he's a Celestial.
No, that was Peter Quill's dad.
Yeah, but I felt like.
His race is called like Titanier Immortal.
Right, they're from Titan.
Titanus Immortals.
Yeah, they're from
called.
Titan. That's why he's called the
so
Mad
they're called
Titan.
The Immortals, not the Celestials. There's like. Two different, like, sects.
That's weird, because, like, the only reason why Peter Quill could hold the fucking Infinity Stone is because he was a Celestial.
Yeah.
And,
so they both just have that ability in them
Thanos,
as creatures.
I think Thanos is, in a sense, as well.
No, it's just another race that has that ability. Because I also tried to research, like,
Celestials are the only beings that can, like, that's why, like, he says that in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. He's like, Celestials are the only beings that can hold an Infinity Stone.
In the comics, they just said that he has a different, like, his, I guess his fucking, what, his lineage, or what he is, like, mm-hmm. how he was born, is a different race than Celestial. Like, who is the father of Thanos? Like, you can look this stuff up, but who...
I've read the comic with the father of Thanos. He's the one that points out that death doesn't exist to him.
So, here we go. I can just read this little thing. Like,
yeah, sure.
By far the strongest and most powerful Titanian Eternal... Mm-hmm. Thanos is a superhuman mutant who's massively heavy, blah, 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 super strong, cosmic energy, certain uses. Thanos' intellect is dedicated to the enhancement of his
that
own
powers.
That
cosmic energy, though, is considered like celestial energy.
Yeah, so I guess like
Eternals
like can just harness...
Because the power of the cosmos...
Because he also doesn't like... He can't like absorb a stone. He needs like a tool to wield it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he can hold it.
He can.
Because they show him holding in the fucking first five minutes of the film, the Tesseract.
And that's what they say. They're like, you've grown... You know, you're almost like he's a freak of nature.
Mm-hmm.
Like, none of your other fucking counterparts could do this, dude. Like, you can hold the stones.
Dude, there's a Marvel, like, now or whenever they rebooted or whatever, they show Thanos as a child.
Yeah, all fucked up.
No, he accidentally starts, like, killing people to figure out how they work and how they're strong.
Yeah.
And he becomes, like, a literal serial killer.
As a little kid.
Yeah. And then, like, Death... Like, this girl is the only one that keeps talking to him. She's like, well, you want to do it. Just keep doing it.
Yeah, just keep trying.
But you don't know it's Death the entire time. And then at the end, she's like, no, I'm Death. Like, if you want to have me, then have me. And he's like, so what do I have to do? She's like, you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And so he just starts genociding everything.
Ugh, that's badass. But I was very interested in, like, the race on Titan. Like, other purple people.
Yeah, no, like, they're, like, super, like, advanced... very scientific.
Yeah.
And
so it almost seems like he's like a freak, like, yeah, almost like the next level of their evolution.
No,
gone mad.
He's like the Dahmer of them.
But I mean, I wonder if they all have the ability to hold a stone.
Maybe.
Or if he was born with some sort of freak gene.
Yeah, there's something with his mom, I think.
There's also something in, like...
His mom, like, had, like, a fucking, like... Well, in the comic that I read, like, had, like, a dream or something like that. She's like, you can't let this kid happen.
Oh, shit.
She's like, you can't. You cannot. You cannot. You cannot. And he's like, I never felt... That was, like, one of his first victims with his mother.
Yeah.
He's like, you said you never, like... He's like, I remember. And she's like, no, no, don't do it. Don't do it. And he's like, no, now, like, I'll see what makes you, like...
Yeah.
And then cuts her open, like, from, like, fucking vag to head. No, I'm kidding. She's
good,
like,
Lord.
Not fucking that clown movie.
I mean, yeah, it's like a 8.5. Like, I have my misgivings with it, and
I give it away fucking 9.
I know, but that's...
That movie
you were
rocks.
Also in the fucking Marvel fucking...
Then I should give it a 10.
Trophies, yeah. Where would you put it in Marvel movies? You'd put it above Ragnarok, but what? Below Black Panther? Below Iron Man? What?
Yeah, no, actually, I put it, like, if you were like, hey, watch any Marvel movie you want, then again, I haven't seen it a lot of times.
Though. Yeah.
So I've had, like, you know, the luxury of watching those movies a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know. I can't really answer that.
Because I've watched Ragnarok the most next to, like, Iron Man because it was on TV forever and, like, I've seen it.
Yeah.
Like,
Avengers is really good.
Avengers I watched a ton.
But also, I mean, this movie...
Age of Ultron I probably saw, like, 3-4 times.
I don't
times.
Know. I like the take on this movie. Like, there's still a lot of fun in it, but, like, it is so bleak and awesome.
I was so surprised by the fucking level of bleakness.
Like, the score in that movie is mind-blowingly good.
Yeah.
The credits of that movie I loved.
Which I kind of have a little fucking beef with. The fucking credits from the film feature is different than the purchase.
What?
Yeah. It's not the fucking solemn, like, three notes and, like, fucking, like, you know, like, Infinity War, like, little banner. It's same little banner, but it's, like, a sad, but you'll see it. You'll listen to it again. Like,
that blows.
It's a morose version of, like, their theme song, which is cool.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, but it's not the fucking, like, single note fucking like sadness. Like,
that was like the Clint Mansell right
there. Yeah, I seriously was like, this is just straight up like holding down.
Oh, my
deep
fucking
notes.
Other favorite part, Red Skull.
Oh, dude, Red Skull is
a
wonderful part.
That was the cool... You know that wasn't Hugo Weaving either?
No?
Yeah, that was not him. He won't reprise that role.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. I thought it was.
No. Yeah, whoever did that fucking killed it. But yeah, that was my favorite fucking part. So sorry if you were like, I skipped ahead. Damn it!
Yeah, he fucked you
but
hard.
But like, when it like...
Ball gets you.
Because the Soul Stone was like the biggest thing when people did not know what was going to be it. Like,
yeah.
They're like, oh, is it in Captain America? Is it in Wakanda? Like, is it like whatever the fuck? And then like, it's Red Skull.
Mm-hmm.
That you haven't seen since the first fucking Avenger and never mentioned.
Never.
God
and he's
damn.
Like, nah, I just been here.
That's amazing writing. That's an incredible writing.
Guarding what I can't possess. Like,
yep.
So dope.
Because he doesn't have a soul.
Yeah. Ugh,
fuck, it rocked. All right. Let's hop into Tessa Tony. We watched The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah. This is like kind of like the first of a... I guess you'd call it, like, the little fucking, like, cinematic universe that they make. The Judd Apatow, like, fucking crew. And this is their first venture. I remember when this came out, I thought it was the funniest fucking movie I'd ever seen. Like, it was like, I was like, oh, this is a new brand of fucking comedy. And it's unbelievably vile and fucking funny and really top, like... The topical shit they talk about is nerdy or it's fucking hip or it's fucking... It's highbrow, but it's also, like, straight up nasty. The physical humor is pretty much enhanced for this audience as opposed to, like, Adam Sandler's bullshit. But that being said, it feels so fucking dated to me. Like, I don't know. Everything, not just because it's, like, old. Like, you can watch Office Space and be like, dude, no one uses those computers anymore. But... It felt dated in terms of the quality of comedy that they kind of have nowadays. But it looked, you know, it is the fucking origin of those style films.
The whole thing about what you're saying about the, like, physical comedy, like him getting actually waxed.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I was like, this is so fucking practical. Like, it's
not
it's
practical,
relevant.
Real.
Yeah. It's practical.
Yeah. Like he did that.
Yeah.
Well,
that's his chest.
Yeah, well, a practical effect could also be like, that's what they've used
for
the thing.
Oh, no, practical towards the story, not just like slappy sticky. Like,
oh, yeah, it made sense.
It's funny, they put a clip of something that is slapstick for no reason in there, and I wondered why it made it past editing.
What was it?
When he's just literally, there's a clip of him riding his bike, he hits a pothole, gets up and goes, ah, no one saw. And nothing, no scratch on his elbow, no tar.
That's fair, yeah.
It was really like, I'm like... Someone just enjoyed that.
That could have been like a producer coming down like one day film like, I haven't hit a pothole.
Yeah.
And
they're like,
why? Motherfucker.
Yeah. He's like, because I was like, I cannot connect this to anything in the film other than this is like the fucking like version. This is their equivalent of Austin Powers when he's dancing.
Yeah.
Like the interludes. I'm like, it had nothing to do with nothing.
I don't know. I really enjoy this movie. And I feel like the comedy itself like isn't. It's dated only because it's been done so much after it.
There's that there's the, it does feel dated because it's like the inception of that comedy style.
But I mean, like that,
it still is like a classic,
right? But I'm saying that like fucking like you watch Animal House and like all that shit's been done too.
Oh God, yeah,
still funny.
I think Elizabeth Banks is fucking funny. In
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah.
She's really a, funny.
Oh.
Yeah.
The fucking, so yeah, the librarian. Yeah.
I love Seth Rogen in this movie.
Judd Apatow's wife is incredible. In
yeah.
It.
They I play want some wonderful characters.
French toast.
Like, we're wigging out. It's like, yeah, you are.
I don't know, man. This movie
it's
landed.
Also like, what a grimy pile of shit people.
Oh, yeah.
They're just the grimiest fucking assholes yeah. on earth. This whole movie is just like.
Paul Rudd's like the only, like, kind of kind.
Yeah, kind of lamenting.
Well, kind soul.
Yeah. It's very strange. I'm like, man, they didn't do any much. There's not really a diverse casting. Like, no, you're that asshole. This is another asshole. Here's your sidekick asshole.
The only one thing that I didn't really dig about it was the Indian guy.
Dude, I was going to say the same thing. He literally sticks his head in the doorway to say stuff.
Yeah, it's I don't know. It just doesn't really serve
He's
the
like,
movie well.
Oh, hello, Will and Grace, and walks away.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
It almost felt Why? Like we needed like a racist character to be in this to make it funny.
Yeah.
Do you it's know like, how no, this movie's
I know
good.
You're gay.
And honestly, like Seth Rogen isn't that great in it either.
I think his character for like seeing him right after like Freaks and Geeks, I was like, oh, look, he's like grown up.
Yeah.
It's cool.
But like looking at it now.
Maybe I think I thought he was a cool dude.
But looking at it now, like in knowing Seth Rogen and what he can play and shit like that, like it's not a good
well, same
Seth
thing
Rogen.
With, I'd say even same thing with Paul Rudd. I'm like, it's not like Paul Rudd's fucking most.
But Paul Rudd was supposed to be like the fucking like douchey ass that like is like, I was in love with her. Like when we've had sex, like we were like one soul, you know?
Yeah, he was a
And
gross,
then she doesn't return her
character.
Email. And then she changes her email and she changes her phone number. Like in that whole scene. Like I thought that was a good scene. But yeah, Paul Rudd.
I got tired of the chase. I was like, oh my God, they're chasing pussy again. Fuck me.
Yeah. some, yeah. I mean, like, the fucking.
Like 20 attempts.
Like, when he goes back and, like, fucking, like, it shows, like, that girl, like, sucking on his foot and he kicks her in the face and shit like that. I don't know. This movie still landed, like, well with me because I haven't seen it in so long, though.
Yeah.
It's been, like, 4 years. I'd give that movie, like, an 8.5.
Yeah, I give it a 7.5. That's I fair. Love the other dude, the older guy, the older Indian dude. Who's around?
That's who I was talking about.
Oh, no, I was talking about the fucking tall, younger one. He literally sticks his head in and he's like, do you know how I know you're gay?
Oh,
you're holding yourselves
yeah.
ever so softly.
Yeah, no.
The other guy who's like, when I unsheathe my knife, like, it yeah. can't go back into my boot till it spills blood.
I don't give a fuck about that dude.
I think he's funny. Like, yeah, I love how he
speaks.
Fuck
you, assholes. I'm out of here. He leaves in the poker game and shit.
Yeah,
yeah I don't give a fuck about him.
Well, they were totally dispensable characters. But then again, like,
I just didn't find
Kat Dennings was good.
Yeah. Jonah Hill. That was the first time I ever saw him.
Jesus. So fucking like bright, bushy tailed, like shy, like.
Yeah, he
didn't
was
even look like him. Like
fat
barely.
As hell, too.
Fuck me. Like,
I just
want
to buy
like,
these boots.
I don't know why you're making it more difficult than it has to be.
I don't understand. She's like, yeah, just, no, just go online. Why do you have a store?
It was just little stuff. Maybe it's because I've probably seen that movie 20 times. That
I've
I was just
seen
like,
that movie like 100 times.
I was like, fuck me, man. There's
I used
some
to fall
stuff
asleep to that movie, like Wedding Crashers. That was that type of like comedy for me that I was like, I'm just going to ingest this before I go to bed because I love it so much.
Yeah.
But looking back on it, and that maybe is why I have the affinity for it as well, because I love Wedding Crashers. You know that.
Yeah. I do know that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I give it a 7.5. It's not a horrible comedy, and I'd watch it again. Like, not like, yo, what funny movie you want to watch tonight? I probably wouldn't pick that one for a year or two.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
What's happening to movie of the week? We watch Extinction.
Yeah.
I'm really anxious to hear what you think about this flick. Because so, I'll give you my
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, when I was watching the movie, I fell asleep about the, I don't know.
No shit.
Like, 45-minute mark when, like, the shit starts to get explained.
Yeah.
And then I woke up at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, shit, I know what's happening, but I didn't get the explanation. And then I rewatched the middle.
Yeah.
And then I put it all together. I was like, okay, right on. I get the pieces and
yeah.
shit like that. The beginning of the movie is, well, one, it looks like fucking dog shit.
Mm.
Not the like cinematography or anything like that, the lighting, nothing. Once the aliens, quote unquote, come, holy fucking shit.
Nope.
They shot this movie for a $150.
No budget for what they were attempting. No budget.
It's as if they like paid Michael Pena all the money, yep. and then who was the girl?
God, Lizzie Kaplan.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think she's great. Both those, I like
that's
both
what I was
going to
say. Those are fantastic actors.
And they're not bad in the film.
Not horrible.
But they're not good.
No.
And Luke Cage is in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I actually like his like parts a lot. But this movie, I didn't give a fuck about the characters.
Nope.
And I was like, I just want to give me the invasion. Shoot a motherfucker with a laser.
Yeah.
And good lord, they do. And it looks like fucking, it looks like A New Hope.
Dude, it looks like their guns are made out of cardboard.
But it also like, oh yeah.
God damn it.
The practical effects were not good. And the fucking CGI in it was worse.
Yeah. That's a bad thing. That's a very bad thing. They did both things subpar.
Now, you give that to a fucking good artist. In that storyline,
mm-hmm.
and make that a comic book, I'd be like, Tony, you have to read this.
Yeah, it sounds awesome in concept.
This twist will fucking blow your tiny, tiny
fantastic
brain.
Fantastic twist. Such a cool premise.
The premise is amazing. The movie is dog shit, though.
So bad, so bad. I was like, ooh, that fucking twist is giving me a hard-on. Wait, I'm watching this film still. Shit.
Yeah, well, when the twist happened, like I was like, I actually enjoy this, but like it, I didn't enjoy it up until then.
No, during like you said, about 40 minutes in, I was like, oh, what is happening on screen now?
And then 45 minutes in, you're like, oh, wait, okay, and then you're like, kind of in it more, and then until the end and shit like that. But then the end,
dude, there's like a little end speech.
That sucked. That absolutely sucked.
And then there's the visuals that go with the speech.
Looked bad.
I was like, hey, man, you'd have been better off with claymation.
It's like fucking Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
It's like,
when someone recreates a dinosaur on like the Discovery Channel, and they're like, this is what this dinosaur looks fighting this one. And you're like, whoa, they only had about 8K for that.
And I'm like, you guys have seen Jurassic Park, right?
Yep.
Like, people have done this shit and made it look good.
Yeah.
Why the fuck does this look so bad?
Yeah. What team did you hire?
I don't understand.
Fresh out of college?
I really don't get like why Netflix is like trying to put so much content out instead of just trying to make good content.
It breaks my goddamn heart because they are busting their sci-fi nuts left and right, spilling them on the wall.
But sometimes it's really good aspects, and it's just like, how are you missing the mark every fucking time?
That's what I'm saying. Like, all you have to do is watch a fucking like a Neil Blomkamp film. Watch
not
like
even
some sci-fi before you make it.
Take that fucking script and just make it look good.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying, is they just don't even fucking like seem to want to contact people that do good with small budget.
Well, no, because like Mute looked good, not that great a premise.
Maybe they just have shitty production
teams.
The last
like fucking 30 minutes of that movie, I was like, I could give a fuck. Up until then, I was like, this is awesome.
I think Altered Carbon is their greatest success in sci-fi.
Fucking Tau, same thing. I was like, dude, like this is such a low budget movie. It takes place in one place.
Yeah. And they still couldn't get it.
No. And they had Gary Oldman.
Yeah.
Like, they have actors and shit like that. Bright, you know?
Yeah. They got big fucking people coming on projects.
That's funny. I was like, Bright, you know? You're like, yeah, it sucks too. Fuck them all.
No, I meant you get big talent for Netflix films.
Yeah.
It's also really, really good looking.
Bright is not bad. I'll give
it
you that.
It got a fucking, I think it got nominated for an Oscar for visual effects for Practical. For all the orc makeup?
Oh, definitely, yeah. That shit looked great.
There was like 50 fucking people painted in that film.
Yeah.
This is shit. I mean, yeah, it's just a bummer. It's a bummer.
Insanely good premise. Yeah. Really cool. And hasn't been done.
Read the synopsis. Or read like the whole plot, like description, top to bottom. Just read it. Like on IMDb or whatever, on Wikipedia. That's all you need to do. You don't need to watch this.
It reminds me of like Lady in Black, that fucking movie with
Harry Potter.
Yeah, Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah.
And like, you tell someone that movie, they're like, that sounds fucking sick. You're like, it's not.
No.
It's like not good, but it sounds awesome, right?
Yeah.
Like, in theory, this movie is fucking sick.
Yeah.
And what you would get like a fucking sci-fi boner over, but like, you just don't ever get
I just
hard.
Feel like they're going to quit attempting
and Michael Pena
ambitious sci-fi.
Michael Pena wasn't that great in it. And neither was I can't remember the actress.
Lizzie,
she wasn't that great in it either. And I like both of those people. Like, they're good.
I'm just depressed for the future of these kinds of films.
I really feel
if
like,
if they would have condensed the three shitty ones that we're talking about into one grand one,
possibly would have been good.
Awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be weird to see the transition of Netflix with, like, dropping so much content, but without that much, like, I don't know, like, I don't think it's like people not overseeing the content. I think it's more so just like they don't want to give up a lump sum of money to make it look like a movie.
Yeah, they're not on that big budget level yet.
They can be. They just don't want to double down on shit.
Yeah.
And it's hurting them a lot because you're like, dude, like, I don't give a fuck about this. When Disney brings their own app,
yeah,
who the fuck cares about Netflix anymore?
I mean, me, but...
But what are you going to get? Netflix is trying to go completely original.
No, I mean, because there's still stuff that I watch on there that I love.
Original what?
Yeah. Oh, no, not original. It can't Netflix be completely original.
Netflix is trying to be completely original. That dude, everywhere else is getting their own... All right, so DC's making their own app. That's all of Warner Brothers shit for the fucking comic book and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Disney's making their all their own. So all of Disney movies, all of Marvel, all of Fox...
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's an insane catalog.
But there's still thousands of other films to watch. I just watched Hateful Eight on Netflix.
Right? Is that Warner Brothers?
I don't know.
Wait until they fucking make their own fucking app.
Are you saying, like, the Netflix
everything
won't
will be
have...
stripped? Yeah, because everyone's trying to make their own money off the fucking, like, subscription.
Oh.
Why wouldn't they?
Oh, well, then I guess I'll just have to pick and choose. Because I also have Hulu, and I also have fucking Amazon. Like, there's...
Right.
I'll probably not abandon Netflix, though. I don't know.
Right now you won't.
No. I mean, I'd have to see. We'll have to see what this app looks
2019,
like.
2019, fucking DC comes out. Disney comes out. Fucking, I mean, CBS already has their own. They stripped everything away from Netflix that they had.
Oh.
Like, everything's getting off that because everyone's making their own platform. You're going to be paying cable.
It is going to be cool to have a la carte, dude. In the future, like, if you can just pick networks piece by piece.
Yeah.
And then, like, ring into all of them in one system. That's going to be fucking sick.
How do you mean?
Well, because Apple TV is kind of trying that now. There's this, you buy an Apple TV, like a Roku.
Yeah.
And then you can buy Sling TV, which is like 80 channels.
No, I know.
There's live shit. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. You can get local channels still.
Yeah.
But then beyond that, the idea for the future, I think, is that if you just want ESPN 1 and 7 and HBO and fucking USA and TNT, you just buy each one of those for like $1 a month, $2 a month, $5 a month, and just kind of like a la carte yourself into little packages.
So what you're doing is we're basically going to be paying for cable subscriptions without all the bullshit channels.
Yeah, you pick only the fucking primaries.
Yeah, totally.
That's fun as shit.
That is fun.
And I'd probably abandon a few of the bigger services if that was a thing.
And Netflix will be thrown to the wayside because you don't give a fuck about them. And you hate the fucking original shit they're pumping out, except for like Stranger Things.
Yeah, Stranger Things and fucking some of the anime.
Now, so Stranger Things drops. You re-sign up to Netflix, watch it,
yeah.
Unsubscribe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You'll be doing that. Yeah, everyone will be hustling that system.
No, DC is like, hey, yeah, you can buy our fucking subscription, $70 for a year.
Oh, there's no monthly option?
And that's maybe where shit's going, too.
Ooh.
Yeah. There might be a monthly option, but it might be like fucking $12 a month.
Oh, like you get a little, yeah, you have a pay a surplus to get that
privilege.
But
then again, think about how much shit DC has, all the animated, all the movies, all the fucking bullshit that they put out, and all the new stuff that they're putting out. Fuck Batman, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy. We live in a weird time, like, with, like, fucking, like, trying to watch stuff and, like, what you, like, allocate your money and time to.
Dude, time is the biggest.
But, dude, like, how long do you, like, scroll through Netflix trying to find something to watch?
I've noticed I don't go far into the right and left anymore.
You
like,
just
you
go
know
down.
How, yeah, well, I just go down and see because, like, I'm like, you better be fucking personalizing this shit at this point with your algorithm.
You're going to start buying the shit that you just want.
Yeah.
And I think that Netflix might, like, it sucks because Netflix, like, had it down there. Like, yo, here's this cool, like, stream whatever you want.
They
basically
ran the game.
And now everyone else is like, oh, well, we can do this. HBO.
Yeah.
I would pay for that over Netflix.
Probably.
For sure.
Yeah. If HBO
Westworld Game of
up
Thrones
a little bit more
with movies.
Yeah. Soup themselves up a little bit more.
Because their movie choice is kind of crap.
Yeah, get on like Hulu's level with fucking movies.
Oh, dang, I never told you this. What We Do in the Shadows is getting a Netflix series.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that blew my mind, and I was like, Tony's going to fucking cream his
pants. Yeah, that's going to be fun.
And keep Netflix forever.
Yeah, done and done.
All right, so next week we're going to do Tessa Tony. Oh, what do you give fucking, did we do that?
What?
Extinction? Did we give the rating?
Oh, that's a fucking hot 4, dude.
Yeah, I give it like a 3.
Poop.
Awesome premise, though. Whoever wrote it, good
we're
job.
We're not watching a Netflix original again next week.
No, we're not. Tessa Tony is Team America. Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah. Freedom is the only way. And then we're watching Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. Because I need to watch that.
Yep, because that's a need like, hey, for Tone, you.
You cool with that? And he's like, yeah, sure. I haven't seen it in a while.
Bingo. All right.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, I'm let's like, take a step back here.
You're just trying
I can
to
save you a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And
great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on, he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. It's fantastic.